Setting the bar time, Kelly, this is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, it's not on us to tell you what to do with your money.
No, you can do with it what you want. It's your money.
Sure. But we can certainly judge you on it.
We can do that.
If you can manage to make it through the day without buying a Cheeto that you think looks like a Pokemon, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
I should say it's a flaming hot Cheeto.
Does that make it better?
And it kind of looks like a Charizard, one of the rarer Pokemon characters.
Oh, that makes it worth it.
With a nickname of Cheetozard now.
Of course.
It actually is in Georgia, and it went to a collectibles place, and they have been hanging on to it for about 5 years. It's about 3 inches long. They framed it so it looks kind of like a trading card, if you will.
Yeah, Pokemon trading card, yes.
Right.
And it says Cheetozard, yes.
Yes. So what they decided to do, well, let's go ahead and auction it, all right?
Why
so they
not?
Decided to list it as a starting bid of $250.
Bold move.
Bold move, exactly. And I'm thinking, wow, $250 for a Cheeto. Okay.
A framed
a framed Cheeto, yeah? So the auction lasted until this past weekend.
Oh, they just kept it like open-ended a little bit?
When the winning bid was $88,000.
No, the winning bid was $72,000.
Well, no, I'm saying
on the fees.
Yes, yeah. They, all in all, they ended up paying $88,000 for the Cheeto.
Yeah. Oh, that is crazy. That's crazy. So, like, what kind of money do you have to be able to waste it on something like this?
Look, hey, you know what? Again, it's your money. You do with what you want. Obviously, this person maybe thinks it's going to be worth more than that someday. Or
it's not even sanctioned by Pokemon or anything. It's not official.
Or
it's
just
someone that had a Cheeto and said, oh, it kind of looks like a Charizard.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know what? That person is probably feeling some sort of way because, you know, they probably didn't sell it for $88,000 to the collectible place.
No, they did. They're probably just like, oh, hey.
And the collectible place.
What do you think of this? Isn't this cool?
Yeah. And they were like, hey, we'll sell it.
We'll give you $5.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll buy it for you for $5.
Yep.
Then they frame it, turn around, and sell it for $88,000.
That's insane. That is insane.
So look, hey, we're not trying to sit here and judge, even though
I'm judging wholeheartedly. What could you have done with $88,000? What could you have done? Like, could you donate that to charity?
This person obviously didn't care. This was way more important to them, so they decided to buy a Cheeto that looked like a Pokemon. We'll go ahead and post this so you can see it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. But
do you think they're a bigger fan of Pokemon or of Cheetos? Or it was like just the perfect marriage of two things they desperately love?
I think this person is a rabid Pokemon fan.
Okay.
That's what I think.
So just anything remotely related to Pokemon, I'm buying it.
So not to judge, but what's the dumbest purchase you've ever made? All right.
I mean, extreme judgment in the title.
Be thinking about that.
In that sentence,
would
yeah.
love to hear your stories about the dumbest purchase you've made looking back on it. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up next.